Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called White Solar Dog, and it is the ninth day of the White Wind wave spell, and it is the magnetic moon, day seven. So I fell into the vortex where I couldn't hold on to this whole New Year's vibration. And so the good news is that I've kind of broken my spell that was like all oriented to New Year's, and I'm back, dropped into this white wind wave spell with thoughts about the Zolk'in and how it's playing out. And I guess I want to circle back to it being New Year's, and that it is most directly just the new 13 moon wave spell, a new wave spell. The new year becomes this magnetic moon's sense of focus, direction, urgency, underscoring some activities in our lives that are surfacing to be taken on, examined. But there's such a strong attitudinal change in me that's sort of what I mean when I say New Year's, just the switch from blue lunar storm to yellow electric seed. And I was really able to witness this first week some very obvious, undeniable shifts. And I'm like slightly reluctant to believe that they are permanent, or that we've truly left the lunar tone polarity behind us. But this week, what I feel is just less direct conflict, and that I personally can find a quote-unquote higher road when the same agitation stirs. There's so much in our culture and sometimes in my personal life that is conflict-driven, meaning people have different viewpoints and there feels to be no bridge between them. But I am feeling from this electric tones, the shift into this electric year, that I can feel, okay, wait, there's some kind of hovering insertion of an idea of peace and harmony. So peace and harmony just means like, okay, I know what I believe. I really know what you believe. That's what we got in the lunar year. It's like, well, I really understand where the other component of this conflict is coming from. I'm not in denial. I know what I believe. I definitely know what you believe. And it felt impossible to reach across. I mean, not just for me to reach across through conflict and be in the dissonance of some other viewpoint, but just like you could see it in the headlines. You could see it wherever we moved. But now I find myself just being like, well, obviously it's going to be somewhere in the middle, and I'm willing to let go of the polarity of where I've placed myself at an extreme resistance to the other side. A really obvious way this arises is I live in California, where there's not really a huge percentage of the immediate population in my area that is not vaccinated. So therefore we're not dealing with like a surge, but it's a place where people are hyper vigilant about doing the right thing, at least appearing to do the right thing. And so it's become the norm again to wear masks when you're out in the world. I mean, particularly in an indoor crowd setting. And like,
I talked on this podcast in the Crystal Moon about how I just never thought about COVID anymore because we were liberated from a mask mandate and I had been vaccinated and I could just like get on with life and it was very joyous and free. And so a lot of us do feel like, wait, what happened? I mean, I've just been dragged back into this morass, and the morass is really not that difficult. That's the electric tone's influence on my life, is instead of being positional and, you know, really digging in to my perspective, I'm in the, okay, it is what it is. Like, I don't even know in this moment then what your perspective is anymore. Can you feel that difference? Like, for the entire lunar year, I had to think about what I believe and what you believe. You know, I wasn't just isolated in my beliefs. I was forced to see what you believe, but I was always also forced to see how disparate they were. That's polarization, things pulled apart. But now it's getting easier to coexist because I'm like, I know what I believe. I guess I'm comfortable with what I believe. I don't need to be polarized. I can find gray area. I can find, as I often say, the rainbow. It's not black and white, it's a rainbow. And so, like, in terms of the mask thing, like, I don't like wearing a mask because it's hard to breathe and talk, but like, I don't want to make it about myself and my preferences because there's a pandemic that has flared up and it seems like, okay, well, how much does it cost me to meet in the middle? And this is, I'm just sharing this not as some kind of pious person, but because it's such an immediate, obvious shift from a week ago. So meeting in the middle is exactly how I describe the electric tone, that where we had two dots for the Mayan number two to demonstrate things being polarized into self and other. Now there's a third dot, and the dot goes in between the two places we've been polarized, facing off against each other. This third energy that enters in the electric tone is, you know, It like refuses connection, as in fuses once again connection. And I just like watching it. Another thing that happened really immediately is that I can feel in terms of relationships that I am also not polarized. I saw my daughter. Her name is Luna, so inadvertently, before I studied the calendar, she was named for the second tone. And, you know, it's always easy to feel how polarized she feels from the world and how that can put me at odds with her. But I didn't feel that at all seeing her. I felt there was that fusion happening from some place, a calm, you know, obviously a divine influence, but the flavor of it being calming and soothing and connective. And then I just celebrated today, White Solar Dog, Jerry Garcia's birthday, at a simulated, you know, Grateful Dead tribute show, and felt my first, like, oh, wow, this could be like dating. I took it with a grain of salt because it's White Solar Dog, which I feel like is like, I have a secret knowledge that if people want to be amorous on White Solar Dog, like, well, of course, you're just caught up in the White Solar Dog moment. But I felt the same thing that a lot of the Blue Lunar Storm experience was, you know, knowing other people, for me, knowing men, but feeling that there was sort of a divide, even if there was an amorous connection, just like, but it's all about defining who I am separately, you know, in my beliefs or the evolved way I've become in my personal karma, like a self-understanding separate from others, was a big theme of the Blue Lunar Storm year. And a lot of us were asked to do that through different stages of quarantine. But it's just a trip to like kind of get hit on and and feel those barriers fall away. And it feels very much again like the bridge, the drawbridge is down. Incidentally, White Solar Dog is guided by White Solar World Bridger, so that would make sense. The bridge is down. So that's, again, like, you can stay really awake to the New Year's tone and tribe just by feeling how different it is from the last year. So we have this opportunity for the first 2 or 3 weeks of our new year to stay in that observation and experience it, you know, sort of bodily as well. In terms of white wind, my big disclaimer is something I talked about, you know, I just brought it up in passing, that my grandfather, who was not a positive influence in my early childhood, is white wind. And I think without me ever remembering, because, I mean, he's been deceased for 48 years, and, I mean, it's just all a foggy, hazy memory, but when I pass through the white wind time, I have to grapple with certain kinds of embedded trauma, and it's uncomfortable just because I can't yet figure out a way out of it, except just kind of living through the wave spell. It's not relentless, it's not every day, but I definitely went through a whole phase, like a personal odyssey of those resurrected feelings that come with surviving trauma in a family. And, you know, for me, it's pretty stark. It's just like, I'd like to get out of here. It's not a suicidal impulse. It's more like, I quit. I'm ready to go. You can open up the stairway to heaven. I'll just hustle on out of here. So it's like a willingness to leave. And I wanted to share this a little tiny bit in the big picture of me being 52, which will have meaning for you if you're going to be 52 and you think you might still be following these cycles, or regardless, you might want to remember this, if nothing else. And if you've been 52, I'd be curious to know if you experience what I'm experiencing. I'm going to talk about it in terms of Jerry Garcia, whose birthday it is on the Gregorian calendar. He was a blue galactic eagle. Today he would have been 79. He died 26 years ago. And he died when he was 53. So what's interesting for me, who gets these messages in my mind, like my mind is programmed to say, like, I'm ready to go, want out. And again, it's not an active, I feel actually very maligned by that messaging in my head. Like, where does that come from? What does it mean? Like, why do I have this haunting of being ready to wrap up this lifetime? I mean, clearly, again, I have the famous four dogs. I have two beautiful daughters that I love. Like, I'm not talking about taking actions. I'm not talking about maybe depression. I'm talking about, I guess what I figured out over the weekend is completing a life cycle, which is what 52 years is. And that when people naturally die, when they are in that completion of that life passage at 52, or say 53, maybe it's because they're getting called by these same voices that are in my realm. Voices of like, it's time to go. It's time to go. Let's get out of here. I feel complete. I'm ready. Like, of course, that could call somebody with a much stronger beckoning. Or someone could be, they don't have four dogs. They don't have two daughters. They're like, yeah, I don't need to be here at all for no one. So I'm exploring this whole new idea that finishing a life cycle ends up being part of it. Like, there's an urgency to actually levitate away. And then what I've always said in theory, and I'm now living in reality, is that from 52 on, after completing an Earth lifetime, you're here as an angel on Earth. You're here to find acts of service. And that is always the counterbalance to, like, I got to get out of here, is to just be like, well, who? I have dogs and kids, but there's a whole planet full of people that might need something that if I stay, I can offer. And again, I'm really sorry if you feel like this is a walk through suicidal impulse, because it isn't. It's all metaphysical and philosophical, like reflection, and it is in keeping with what I've learned about addiction and recovery, and also everything I've learned about the Mayan teachings that we have parsed for our modern age. And that is, like I said, that you can be an angel on earth after you've completed like a sort of fraught human lifetime. You can still be here until you're 54 or 80, or my grandmother was 101, I think. You can keep going and find the ways that it isn't about your personal manifestation or, do you know what I mean? It's not like my dreams are going to be fulfilled, but rather whose dreams around me need fulfillment. Like, they're in their first 52 years. How do they need support to fulfill this actualization that sort of is reflective of our complete Mayan life cycle in our first 52 years? And then people that are beyond 52 and are trying to actualize things that might really not be, I don't know what the word is, appropriate or just reflective of these teachings, you can help support them by letting them feel that it's okay to stop trying to, I mean, what would the example be? Like, make money, accumulate properties. I mean, I'm just not trying to reduce everyone's ideas to materialism, but you can actually philosophically just be like, well, I mean, how can I help you understand that you have done it? And now you're also really here to serve and be an angel on earth. Like, I don't have a mission statement, and I'm certainly not going to go out in the world and try to like pound people into submission about this particular idealization I'm offering, but it's something that I'm thinking about. I think about it mostly because I had aspired to be able to like publish books and carry the Mayan teachings to the general public. I have aspired to be a screenwriter. And some other things, I suppose, that sort of have labels and their forms of accomplishment. And I guess I feel just at this juncture, again, different kind of doorway where it's like put away childish things, and not to make my own dreams diminutive, but just like, well, no, it's not important. What's important is sort of finding a niche where my actions are support to others. Now, the last thing I'll say about this is that this is all electric tone talk coming through me. You know, I'm just embodying the change in the year. I'm not like a nice person a lot of the time. But right now, the question for the whole year is, how can I best be of service? And I'm thrust into that inquiry. So I'm exploring it. In terms of the white wind wave spell, you know, apart from my heavy karma with this, I would say, you know, yeah, are people talking a bunch? Is spirit communicating through people to you? Again, I just held forth. I was up on my soapbox. I was sermonizing. That's all white wind. You know, me talk pretty. Like, I don't even know if I'll think or feel any of those things or articulate them once this wave spell has passed. For me, it is also my occult wave spell. If you are listening to me, the Blue Storm, you are listening to the occult power for this wave spell. The occult power of any wave spell we pass through is the hidden kind of alchemical, magical piece that's not straightforward, linear, first blush. It's from a recessed place. So the storm has that role in this particular wave spell, and it's going to come through in my podcast talk. We're winding up the white wind wave spell. It's just another wave spell that just kind of floats through my life fast. Still feel pretty accelerated in my endless building project. It just makes time pass quickly. And So here we are. By the time you hear this, we'll be at the day of manifestation, the peak of the white wind wave spell. And you can just know that we only have two further wave spells in the Dzogchen, then we'll be starting anew. So white wind will abate and we will lifted on wind. We will enter blue eagle, the wave spell. It's always super like symbiotic that we go from white wind to blue eagle. And we get all of that visionary gaze from way above, a little out of our bodies, because we have been taken by spirit communication and the white wind wave spell to the blue eagle perspective. And after blue eagle is yellow star, which is to me the beautiful picture of an eagle that flies so high it becomes a star. You know, you exit the atmosphere, you're still like an eagle, like the stars are like the birds of the cosmos. And, you know, they live out in a spacious place, and they glow and glint, and eagle's on its way there. So we have blue eagle and then yellow star, and then we are back to red dragon, and it all begins again. So I just want that to be part of, again, anticipating the change in the Dzogchen means, I think, often truly celebrating the end of a grand, grand exploration journey, endurance test. I mean, the cycles of the calendar that are wave shaped, the Dzogchen tribes that we move through, they're all designed to take us on a growthful, expansive experience of self that comes with all of the ways we have to unblock our own aspirations and unleash, unchain the restrictions we've imposed on ourselves or we have felt imposed by. These rotations through the tribes, these rotations through the 13 tones, the wave-shaped experience of peaking and coming back to sea level, all of that is a picture of finding freedom while feeling the tension of what has inhibited us. So when we come to the end of the Dzogchen, we have a lot of inhibition behind us. We've had a lot of breakthroughs. There's a reward. There's a sweetness, a simplicity, a magic, a spark. And that's pretty present right now. And then it gets kind of crunchy and there's a grind of a sort, friction when we start again. Let's think. The magnetic moon asks the question, what is my purpose? I don't have a great way to describe how you can, you know, share that here. It's kind of a one-way oration. So I guess I'm going to ask the question while asking it of myself as well. I'm done with 1 week of the magnetic moon. It's the week in the east, the initiating week, where the flames of new ideas come with the red rising sun. And what is my purpose? Is really clear in a way that it's a shaving off of what isn't my purpose. So my purpose is to, for this new year, I mean the whole year, because we're attracting our purpose for the whole year right now. That's why it's so dynamic and why it would be good for you to pay attention to what you see happening in your life. It's really important for me to cease, but complete the mammoth project I've undertaken, and I can't possibly complete it in the first, you know, I can't complete it now when I realize that I need it to be complete because it's not my purpose to keep driving myself to such distraction by manual labor, but I can see and feel the breakdown in my, not just my body, but my spirit around the demand of such hard physical work. And so it's not my purpose. You know, it really was my purpose last year. The blue storm year is a really driving, empowered, transcendent, explosive, physical, place of power and the force of nature element for all of us last year. And yellow seed is slower. It's closer to the ground. We can experience the growth of a seed as very different than the growth of a storm, the growth and explosion of a storm. So that's one answer, is what kind of is being pulled away from our lifestyles, what was present and purposeful for us last year that isn't. And then new information. Without turning this into kind of a soap opera, I mean, I don't think I met the person I'm going to be with in my yellow electric seed year and on white solar dog. But I think that having the first slow dance since COVID hit and being in my community, which is localized Grateful Dead heads, that I was able to be like, okay, you know, this is my purpose, this way of meeting people, this way of congregating, being with music, being with history, being with a movement of committed, die-hard, you know, possibly culty, who cares, just the people that care about the same thing and come together to celebrate it, like that's purposeful and obvious. I'm making choices because it feels so obviously purposeful for myself. And then there's some wild cards that I have to wait for these ensuing weeks. It's a whole 28-day experience to attract our purpose and be able to take notes, name it, label it with question marks. Like, okay, this feels like my purpose. So I'll be continuing to gather information. And then the thing that I need to remind myself, I could remind you, is that you can almost always answer the questions that come from the 13 tones with the wave spells that we move through. So when we are dealing with a 13 moon wave spell, and there are 28 day moons that have a question sort of associated with them, current one is, what is my purpose? The answer can be as simple as, my purpose in this yellow electric seed year is the wave spells that arise in this moon. In this magnetic moon, we have white wind, and then we'll have blue eagle, and that becomes my purpose. I can't take the time maybe to talk to you in detail about what that looks like, but we could, you know, individually, it's going to be detailed differently for all of us. But, you know, okay, my purpose in yellow electric seed year is spirit communication, hearing and enjoying, reveling in the presence of divinity as it is communicated through people that I meet and also alone in my own thoughts. And potentially, we'll talk and experience this more, it's in getting a big picture view, which I am ready for. I do not have a big picture view that's a solution for what's happening on the planet anymore. I know there are solutions and ideas. I don't tend to believe that we will collectively agree on them and be able to really move forward with much of it. But maybe in the Blue Eagle wave spell, I'm going to start to see that that's a fear-based response to me, to the intensity of our times. And there actually are ways that we're going to be able to and choose to solve problems if we can see it from the Blue Eagle perspective. And that could be part of our purpose for this year. But we're not in the Blue Eagle wave spell. That's just one idea of how it could go. So I think I want to just sort of close with that personal story revisited, which is I've had a really excruciating time getting through the part of my white wind wave spell, which is wanting to die. And without getting really into it too often, I just am a sexual abuse survivor in my family. And I think that is really described as one of the very easy traceable byproducts to experiencing that. And, you know, I just want to die. And I've had to endure all of that spirit communication in my head. You know, it's a dark spirit. And so being on the podcast is always kind of a revelation. Like, Jesus, I was so, so lost in a dark cloak of despair, but kind of an inactive despair on Red Galactic Moon yesterday, continuing into the morning of White Solar Dog. And then, you know, I just kept wondering if it would change. And the solar energy is like fire burning away a lot of that darkness. And it's nice to be with those I love on this path. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And I am Lisa in my cache.